This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two U.S. Senate Republicans warn of the nation's deepening divide over the confirmation process for Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. A piece Tim McGuire reports.
Maine Senator Susan Collins, who supports Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, says the bitter focus on the political divide, both in the Senate and across the country, is a threat to the nation.
We have forgotten the common values that bind us together as Americans.
Alaska's Lisa Murkowski, who did not back Kavanaugh, says her biggest fear is what happened over the past several weeks and months becomes
the new normal, where we find new and even more creative ways to tear one another down.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to Denis Mukwege, a doctor treating victims of sexual violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Nadia Murad, a Nasidi human rights activist and survivor of sexual slavery by Islamic State in Iraq. Both have been acknowledged by world leaders for their work to end sexual assault. The Nobel Prizes for Medicine, Physics, and Chemistry were awarded earlier in the week. The Nobel Memorial Prize for Economic Sciences will be awarded Monday. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived in Tokyo Saturday, the first stop of his three-day tour of East Asia. He's holding talks with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Foreign Minister Taro Kono. They are expected to cover Pompeo's visit to North Korea Sunday. Trade also will likely be on their agenda. In Pyongyang, Pompeo is expected to hold denuclearization talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and possibly talk about another summit with President Trump. This is VOA News. The United States says it's seeking $50.5 million from the international community to provide relief for the 191,000 Indonesian affected by last week's earthquake and tsunami in central Sulawesi. For more on the aftermath of the disaster, we have Reuters' Michelle Hennessy.
A week on from Indonesia's deadly disaster, heartbreak is turning into anger. The death toll has now topped 1,500, but that number is certain to rise, according to officials on the ground. In some areas, bodies have been marked with Indonesian flags. Rescuers are yet to release them.
We discovered 8 bodies with the rescue team. We haven't been able to bring them out because we don't have the right equipment.
The main city in Sulawesi Island has had its power restored, and some shops and banks are beginning to reopen. Life in more remote areas is very different. The ground in this village of Petobo turned to a churning sea of mud after the quake hit last Friday. Residents say it was like a blender.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. At least 3 Chinese nationals have been killed, 3 others critically wounded, in southwestern Central African Republic, beaten by villagers who blamed them for the drowning of a prominent local man. At a news conference, a government spokesperson said the attack would not go unpunished. The Chinese embassy did not comment. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump saw animals and children during a stop in Kenya. AP's Ed Donahue.
The First Lady took part in a brief safari. Edward Lusishi with the David Sheldrick Wildlife Trust hopes this visit can send the message, stop trading in ivory.
The tusks don't drop off from an elephant. People kill the elephants to get the tusks.
The Trump administration recently decided to again allow Americans to import the body parts of African elephants shot for sport. From feeding baby elephants, the First Lady saw babies at the Nest Orphanage.
Thank you very much for your beautiful and warm welcome.
Next stop, a dance performance at a Nairobi theater. The First Lady wasn't afraid to get involved and got up to dance alongside audience members to the delight of director Akhet Vel.
Yes, it was really nice to see her dance. I wish we could make her a Sarakasi princess, but I think she already is in our heart.
I'm Ed Donahue.
A new study is laying the blame for 2017's unusually high number of hurricanes on the Atlantic Ocean's warming surface temperatures. It is one of the first studies to suggest that human-driven global warming is actually causing more hurricanes. A study published in the journal Science also predicts that as warming increases over the next 50 to 100 years, we can expect an average of about 2 more hurricanes every year than we get now. Not only that, but there will be more hurricanes that will be stronger and wetter. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.